právě to místo. Wow, Shalom Aleichem. It's great to see the Chevra back. Rishusar of Schneider, of Stamen, of Leibowitz. They tell the story. Talmidim might have heard this from me a few years ago. Maybe the Shraga guys who are now in Gruss, maybe they've heard it from me already. That on a date, there was a girl whose father was a close Talmud of Henoch Leibowitz, the Rosh Yeshiva of Queens, in Chavetz Chaim, and she asked, she and the guy were discussing what the ideal wife and ideal husband are. So the guy asked her, what's your picture of an ideal husband? So my father's a close Talmud of Henoch Leibowitz. I'll tell you what type of husband Rav Henoch Leibowitz was. I know personally that this story is apropos. She said, Rav Henoch always used to help around the house. And to the point, my wife says, Halavai would be like that with me. To the point that the Rebbetzin had to discourage him from helping around the house to go learn. So he would try to wash the dishes, he would try to vacuum, he would try to sweep, and so on and so forth. So one time, the Rebbetzin wanted him to learn, but she had to go to a wedding, and there were dirty dishes in the sink. So she thought that L'shem HaTorah was mutter for her to say a white lie. She threw a couple of tools into the sink, and she said to Rav Henoch that the sink is broken, don't try washing the dishes. So she came home after the wedding, and she saw that the dishes were piled very neatly in the bathroom. So this girl said, that's my picture of the ideal husband. So she turns to the guy and says, what's your picture of your ideal wife? So he said, there's once a fellow that was driving along the road, and he sees this poor lady stuck on the side of the road. She's waving someone down and trying to get some help, and sure enough, she has a flat tire. This guy jumps out of the car. He's a nice guy. He knows how to change a tire. My wife will point out that I don't know how to change a tire. And she waves him down, and the guy changes it, and he's about to close the trunk, and the woman says, wait, just a second. Don't slam the trunk. My husband is sleeping in the car. So he said, that's the type of wife that I'm looking for. I start off with this joke because sometimes our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a relationship that is actually an unhealthy relationship that woman has with her husband. Tiptoeing around HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the way to foster a relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tonight, I'd like to discuss for the next 15 minutes or so a couple of things about as we begin the Elul. Tonight is the first night of Yeshiva. How we begin the process of Tshuva, what I was Mekabel from my Rabbeim, and should we look at the beginning of the Zman, for second year guys, second day of Yeshiva for the Grus Kolo. So let's start with a couple of questions. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Aleph describes Tshuva as having a very particular prescription, as Moreinu Rav Miller Shlita has discussed in the beautiful Musar Shmuzim and the Vadim, that the Rambam describes that there's Azivas Hachet, etc., etc. Rambam cryptically says the mitzvah of Tshuva is Vidui. That's how the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Tshuva. A very particular process. And the mashmos of the Rambam in Perek Aleph is that if you don't do vidui, then your tshuva is incomplete. In fact, it sounds like, according to Rambam, there isn't tshuva at all. The problem is that there are gemaras that are against this. The gemara in Kedushin says that if a person says, I'm mekadesh a woman, al menas she'ani tzadik gomur, the halacha is that we have to be on the condition I'm a tzadik gomur, the Bali Musar point out. I'm a full-fledged tzadik. So we have to be choshesh that the fellow is maharer b'tshuva, and in a moment's time, he became a tzaddik gomor. So which one is it? Is tshuva necessary with all of those particular processes? Or could tshuva be achieved in a moment? Chazal speak about people who were rishayim their entire lives and did tshuva. How do you reconcile that with the Rambam? From Meiri V'Rabbi Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, I heard another Gevaldika Kasha, where I learned another Gevaldika Kasha. The Rambam, in describing the beautiful life of a Baal Tshuva versus an individual who doesn't do tshuva, the Rambam writes, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, Kama Mu'ula Mailas HaTshuva Emesh Hayimuvdo Me'Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Once upon a time, he was removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sayek Ve'inanena. A person who doesn't do tshuva, his tefillos are turned away. Now here's the line that Rav Nevin Sal asked on. So, Gevaldik HaKasha. Ve'oysa mitzvos, v'tarfin oysoi b'fanav. He does mitzvos, and those mitzvos are torn up b'fanav, in front of him. Now, I understand that a person who doesn't do tshuva, he's not in good shape. I understand that he might have many more averos than he does have mitzvos. But what does the Rambam mean that God tears up his mitzvos? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a din v'dayan, and that means he's fair in all directions. He will reward a rasha for the few mitzvos that he's done, and he will punish him for the terrible averos that he's done. But what's pshat in Rambam? V'tar finoy sebefanav. Those mitzvos are going to be torn up in front of him. As we move along in Elul, Mirtzah Hashem, the first year guys come, will elaborate on this more, but there is another line that is so central to the Avodah of Elul and Yom Noraim that really, when we think about it, that line doesn't make a lot of sense. And that line is, Zachreinu L'chaim Melech Chofetz B'chaim. Remember us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for life, because you're a king who desires life. Similar type of question, where Friedlander asks, what? Melech Chofetz B'chaim? Rabosai, this past year, I lost both my father, Hareini Kaparis Meshkovo, and my Rebbe, who put me on my feet in America. And there's two givens in life, at least in America. And that is death and taxes. Hopefully in Eretz Yisrael, slowly, we'll improve on the taxes part. But in Eretz Yisrael, there also is, there's one given in life, at least, but not more than two. And those are death and taxes. Life is a beautiful circle, and sometimes a very harsh circle. But at the end of the day, we say, Zachreinu l'chaim melech chavetz b'chaim, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu really chavetz b'chaim? So asks Rav Chaim Friedlander, based on the Ramchal, what does it mean? What does melech chavetz b'chaim mean? So three questions again. Question number one, Perek Zayin. Question number one, how do we reconcile Perek Aleph? That has a very particular prescription of tshuva versus the reality that seems that a person could do tshuva in a moment. Question number two is, what does the Rambam mean when he says tarfim mitzvayis lefanav? Let's start trying to understand what is Zachreinu l'chaim melech chafetz b'chaim. Based on Ramchal, Rav Friedlander suggests that melech chafetz b'chaim means not physical life. Melech Chofetz B'chaim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live a real meaningful life. Life is not physical here, he argues, but here we're talking about a spiritual life. So Zachreinu L'chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us in Elul, help us as we begin this man to use our lives to be elevated, to use this man to elevate ourselves. And that, Meiri Rabbi Rav Nevin Sal says, is pshat in tarfim mitzvos lefanav. What a beautiful, beautiful pshat. There are many mamorei chazal that say that what happens to a rasha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him good things in this world. But ultimately, those things, he might be rewarded in the physical world, but true olam haba, he's never going to be zocha to have. Tarfim mitzvos of lefanav. You have a Rasha v'tovlo. You have a Rasha that has everything good. He could have used these mitzvos to create a life of eternity, a life of eternity in Olam Haba, and he could have created a life of true meaning in this world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him the Mercedes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him the fantastic house. But chaval, torfin mitzvos of the fun of. That's the answer to the second question. What's the answer to the first question? Is tshuva accomplished in a moment, or is tshuva a process? Rav Asher Weiss Shlita says beautifully. Rav Asher Weiss points out that in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Tshuva, you could be Magdir Perek Aleph in one way, and Perek Zayin, which we were reading from, you could be Magdir in an entirely different way. There's one thing called Kapara, and there's something else called Tahara. Kapara means that a person regrets, he accepts on himself that he's going to be something in the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu erases the Avera, as Rashi describes Al HaTorah in the word Kapara. L'chaper means that the Avera is removed. It doesn't exist. Tahara is that the individual has not only removed his Avera, but the individual has used the tshuva process to become tahar, to become closer to Kucha Brichu. And Rav Asher Shlita has a beautiful, beautiful diuk to prove this point. In Perek Zayin, the Rambam describes tshuva not on Averos, but the Rambam describes tshuva on Midos, on one's attitudes, on one's approach. How does one look at life? A person could do tshuva for a lot of different reasons. A person could be, as we'll talk, as we get closer to Rosh Hashanah, could be doing tshuva because he's scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Chassidus, the Baal HaTanya, Zechusa Yoga and Eleinu, in the Igeres HaTshuva and Ois Ches and Ois Tes, describes this in terms of tshuva tata'a and tshuva ila'a. Tshuva tata'a, the Baal HaTanya says, is absolutely necessary. Of course, I can't say over the Tanya. I'm not capable of saying over the Tanya. And I can't do it in the amount of time we have, but I encourage you to take a look. So Igeres HaTshuva, I find, is very readable and is also extremely, extremely inspiring. Tshuva Tata is the first step where a person makes a Cheshvan Nefesh. And then the Tshuva Ila'a writes the Baal HaTanya as follows. Al Yidei Shemizboinein Begadlus Hashem Bahamokas Hadas Umoylid Miruach Binosai Dechila Urechimba Sichliyim. If a person no longer works on being misakin his proteus, but rather a person aspires to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be filled with Avas Hashem. That, I think, parallels nicely to what Rav Asher Weiss was describing as a difference between Kapara and Tahara. That's what we talk about in Yom HaKippur, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. That's the chalois of the Tshuva Ilah. So what's the takeaway? The takeaway is that the avoda of tshuva, al menasha ani tzadik amur, is the ability for an individual to catapult himself, not just simply to be misaken his past, but to reach to a place of tahara. And that means, as what seems from the Rambam and Perek Zayin, not only to focus on details, but to focus on our personality, to focus on what do we need to do to adjust, both in terms of our hashkafas oilam and in terms of our midos. Now this relates also to yeshiva. This relates to what are our goals, b'siyata d'shmaya from this zman. Are the goals that we're just going to accomplish particular things? Is the goal that we're going to learn Maseches Brachos, which is beautiful? I know for the first year guys, you might be describing other type of goals, but Shana Bet guys, let's have real goals. And sometimes guys have real goals, but that's it. What are their real goals? The real goals are to finish Maseches Brachos, to learn Hilchos Brachos. But at the end of the day, there might be something more that should be part of that goal. Someone told me it's fascinating. For those who are holding a little bit in Chassidus Shahak, you might be able to appreciate this. I hope the punchline everybody will be able to appreciate. Rav Yaakov is a Gur Vort. For those who know Gur, in Gur, they were the first Chassidus to switch into English. To Lashon, in America, maybe English. But in Eretz Yisrael, to switch into Lashon Kodesh. They speak Hebrew. Except the Rebbe at the Tish, both Rebbes, at the Tish, they speak in Yiddish. So most of the Hasidim really don't know a lot of Yiddish. So one of the Hasidim came to, when he came back from a Tish where the Rebbe spoke at Yiddish, he turned to the other Hasid and he said to him, "Do you understand the Rebbe when he talks in Yiddish?" So he said, yeah. The other one said, do you understand them? He said, yes. He said, but there's one word I don't understand. He said, what's that word, Eibishter? I don't get that word. Eibishter means God. We could talk all about and go through so much and accomplish our goals. But at the end of the day, there's a goal of Eibishter. Now, those who've learned with me, Nefesh HaChaim, know that I'm not talking about leaving the yeshiva structure and becoming Breslov or Hasidim. That's not at all what I'm talking about. So let's define a little bit more what we mean. What do we mean that the goals are not supposed to be just about learning Maseches Brachos and learning Hilchos Brachos? What is it? What are the goals for the Grus Chevra? Is the goal about knowing Basar B'chalav and getting smicha, being in a purer environment, and then the year comes and the year goes? What exactly is the goal of our Talmud Torah? What exactly are we trying to accomplish in this upcoming Zman? So B'siyata D'Shemayah, I think there are 2 points. And again, this is directly connected to what the goal of tshuva is. A tshuva is not just tshuva tata. There's something bigger that's going on. So tachlis, let's talk about our goal for this year, how that's going to not simply make this year successful, but transform us. You just came, the Talmidim that just arrived from America, just came from a place that the most evil word that I think typifies the Western world is a very, very, at first glance, even an innocuous word. That is relativism. You come for a world where anything goes, where everything is acceptable, to a point that we don't even know, a person doesn't even know if they're a man or a woman, or they could decide. Everything goes and everything is relative. There's no absolute value. There's absolutely no absolute value. When you set a goal to know Maseches Brachos, it's not simply about knowing Maseches Brachos. Your goal is to teach yourself that there is an absolute value and there's an absolute truth, and that now you're committing your life to understand that absolute truth. It's not about finishing the Masechet, which for sure we should do, but it's about a commitment that there is an absolute truth out there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS, V'Tayrasa MS, Moshe Rabbeinu is MS. And that's why, if your Rebbe is bothering you in the morning, why did Rashi say it this way? Why did Tosas say it this way? And your instinct is, I just want to go weiter. Why do you want to go weiter? Have you made a full commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's MS? The moment of which a person throws themselves into Iyun B'Dvar Hashem, they're making a statement to themselves and to the world that there's an absolute truth. Let's go a little deeper. According to Nefesh HaChaim, Yisrael V'Araisa V'Kudsha B'Richu Chadu means the following. How do you explain the Zohar? Klal Yisrael, Teira, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're all one. So we're going to focus, maybe eventually we'll discuss Yisrael, but let's focus on Teira and HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a moment. Nefesh HaChaim points out that the Vekus, being attached to God, is a very, very elusive thing. How does a person become attached to Kudsha B'Richu? Chazal themselves were bothered by that question. And Reb Chaim V'Lajner explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's manifestation on this world is His will. God's manifestation on this, in this universe, is God's will. The more and more a person becomes committed to understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, the more and more a person becomes connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he actually becomes one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more and more he understands God's will, and his will becomes connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, so then he becomes one with Kudsha B'Richu Hu. That is Yisrael V'Araisa V'Kudsha B'Richu Chadu. The goal from this year, both for the Shana Bet guys and for the guys in Grus, is that in Avira de Eretz Yisrael, we make a commitment that our lifelong pursuit is to become one with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a big part of Amelus B'Teira. I hope the Talmidim remember my mashal. Actually, it's about Shana Bet, guys. Mirtzeh Hashem, in 10 years from now, you're going to have a reunion. Mark it down, Rabbi Schneider. 10 years from now, you have a reunion. Guys get together at the reunion, and they begin to schmooze. The guys are blown away that Reuven, he's the one who had the best kesher with Rebbe. I won't choose which Rebbe. He's the one who stayed connected with him at the reunion. He called the Rebbe next year. When he started dating, he spoke with the Rebbe. He flew his Rebbe in for the wedding. When his wife was expecting, he asked his Rebbe advice how to deal with morning sickness. And just every step of the way, when he needed to decide what type of graduate school to go, he kept in touch with Rebbe. 10 years later, they're at the reunion together. He has a fantastic kesher with the Rebbe. There's somebody else who didn't keep in touch with Rebbe X, the same Rebbe. In fact, he might not have been able to afford to fly his Rebbe into the wedding, his wedding. Here and there, they saw each other at reunion the five years later, but they really didn't keep in touch. But if you ask the guys from the year of Tavshin Pei Gimel, Tavshin Pei Dalid, who embodies the moral lessons of that Rebbe? Reuven, the first guy, or Shimon? And everybody chooses, not only from Reuven, from the entire class, they choose Shimon, who didn't have that same kasher. Who's closer to the Rebbe? I would venture that Shimon's closer to the Rebbe. Reuven, according to Nefesh HaChaim, has dveikus. He's more dovek. But Shimon's become one with the ideals of the Rebbe. Rabosai, now it's no longer simply about a kesher with your Rebbe. That's how could be the Rabbeim sell yeshiva. But now there's something else. Now is an opportunity for a person to really, really become one with the ideals. And we're no longer now simply talking about a Rebbe who's Basar Adam, Lahavdil Elif Alfei Avdalos, a goal of becoming one with Kudsha Brichu. Kapara is where the individual erases his Averos, he erases his Bitul Mitzvah Saseh. Tahara is where a person becomes one with Kudsha Brichu. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us Siyata D'Shmaya, that we should be Zocha, that our Tshuva be not only a Tshuva Tata'a, but a Tshuva Ilah. It would be zocha b'siyata d'shmaya that we live a life that is so full of meaning that all of schar mitzvos are not schar in olam hazel, tarfin mitzvos b'fanav, but really one in which we find a life that's truly exalted and truly elevated. And b'siyata d'shmaya may be a shnas chaim tovim v'shalom k'siva chasima tova. And when we all grow together, may yeshiva Torah Shraga and the Grus Kol have tremendous, tremendous hatzlacha. And be zocha that in 10 years from now to say that this was the beginning of a process of a tshuva ilah.
I'm invited to upstairs in the classroom for our orientation. And for our mission to follow the law by the
Baruch Tia.
Great, I missed them.